Welcome to Church Online today as we gather together as a community of hope. Special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn, the minister at Adelaide West, and I'll be sharing with you today. We light a candle, and I invite you to do the same. Remembering the presence of Christ as we meet in this way, as a tangible symbol of our worship together and a reminder of Christ's presence with us as we meet. In our community life, we featured in the Uniting Church in SA's calendar this year with a photo of our youth band leading worship in the 5 p.m. service. And it's an honour to be included. And if you would like a copy of that calendar, please contact the office. Today we remember the baptism of Jesus when he wandered down to the River Jordan and was baptised by John the Baptiser. In the beginning, God's Spirit moved over the waters and brought life out of the chaos of nothingness. Jesus was baptized in the waters of the River Jordan by John and anointed by the Spirit. Baptism is Christ's gift and the sign by which the Spirit of God joins people to the Jesus Christ and incorporates them into his body, the church. The water reminds us of our own baptism. The water pouring out reminds us of the abundance of God's love for us. Those of us baptized into the faith of Christ remember our own baptism. Seek to live out our baptism through worship, witness, and service of God as a loving community in Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, the symbol of water reminds us of the abundance and the wideness of God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea.
Take him at his word and allow. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called light. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And the gospel reading today comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 to 11. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And may God grant us understanding of his word this morning.
Words matter. Our words matter a lot. You know, we see that in the world around us. We've seen it this week. Words create worlds. Most of us could recall something that someone said to us that was deeply hurtful, something that stuck with us for years, perhaps decades, perhaps a lifetime. Perhaps we remember something said to us as a child and it still affects us. It may not be true, it may simply be mean, but it hurt and we still feel it because words matter. What kind of world are we creating with the words that we're speaking? What kind of church are we being with the words that we're speaking? Words can heal or harm. They can help or get in the way. They can heal and bring hope. Or at the extreme, they can incite violence or create chaos. For each of us, if it doesn't help, doesn't heal, or doesn't do good, don't speak it or post it. It's a reminder to us. There's power in words. And we've just heard the story of the baptism of Jesus, where a voice came from heaven. God speaks, "You are my Son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." In the creation narrative, God speaks in each day of creation. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water from water." And so God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so, and God called the vault sky. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You know, things happen when God speaks. God's words bring about light. They create and produce life. And now at the beginning of Mark's Gospel, we find these words, "You are my son, whom I love." Mark starts his Gospel with the story of Jesus' baptism. There's no birth narrative, no wise men, no angels, shepherds, no Mary and Joseph, or manger, feed trough. He starts here at the River Jordan with baptism. You know, until this time, people baptized themselves. In the story of Naaman in the Old Testament, he dipped himself in the River Jordan 7 times. But here is someone baptizing other people. And there's the added dimension of the Holy Spirit turning up. The Spirit descends like a dove. Interestingly, this is almost word for word in the other Gospels. There are not many differences. Clearly, these words are deeply significant to the early church. You know, in the United Church and in many denominations, baptism occurs in community. It is not a private ceremony. Baptism is something we do together as community. We need witnesses, the Holy Spirit to come. Here in Mark, the first kingdom act, they're all being baptized in community. And the River Jordan is the least likely place with the least likely people. He doesn't start with the most religious people of the day. You know, the River Jordan is below sea level and it's the world's lowest river, flowing mainly below sea level. Some of the valleys are in a rain shadow. This is wilderness country. It's in the middle of nowhere. And although an important river, it's not particularly impressive. It's muddy and murky in parts and quite narrow. It's at the River Jordan that Jesus comes. We might have expected the top of a mountain, perhaps in the religious center of Jerusalem, but God shows up in the Jordan with desperate people. People being real, people looking for a miracle in their lives. God gets close when we get real. Mark makes it clear that John's baptism is a signal of new creation. John appears as a prophet, a sign of renewal and restoration in his strange clothing, his odd diet, his unlikely location, and his strong and direct message. John preaches the word and prepares the water, and then it happens. A figure emerges from the water. Heaven and earth are suddenly present to each other. Wind becomes spirit, spirit becomes dove. Every section of the orchestra takes up the theme, and over it all is heard a solo voice. "My son, my beloved, my delight." The identity of Jesus is revealed. God talks to Jesus. There's intimacy and wonder and mystery. There's a mystery in baptism. Baptism marked a new beginning for Jesus. So much so to Mark that when he begins his gospel with it, and it also marks a new beginning for us. As members of God's family, we have work to do in this life that we live. A work of faith, a belief in the Christ who came among us and lived a human life, in the Spirit that lights the way that we are to follow, and that even in the darkest times there is a God whose voice calls out that we are dearly loved too. God meets us at the River Jordan, the wilderness, in the struggling, in the questioning and the desperation. The baptism of Jesus is a prototype for our baptisms. Through the baptism of Jesus, we remember our own baptisms. Baptism is a place of new beginnings and hope and life. Baptism is a declaration. We declare our commitment to following Jesus, and we hear the words of God. "You are my child, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." These words change our lives. These words bring healing. These words are hope and life. Baptism is the outward sign, outward and visible sign, of inward and invisible grace. If you're not baptized and would like to talk about it or have questions you'd like answered, please email me or call me. The Lutheran pastor, Nadia Boltz-Weber, writes this: God did not say, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased because he has proved to me that he deserves it. He has a quiet time with me each morning and always reads his Torah. And because, boy, can he heal a leper." Nope. As far as we know, Jesus hadn't even done anything yet, and he was called beloved. That's God for you. You know, it's hard to come to grips with the idea of being loved completely, apart from what we do or do not do. It's rarely something that we ever encounter. And the late Rachel Held Evans writes, "The great struggle of the Christian life is to take God's name for us, to believe we are beloved, and to believe that is enough." Perhaps for some of us that's hard, as we didn't feel loved unconditionally as a child. So love was conditional, was based on what we did or didn't do. The Bible scholar N.T. Wright comments on the word heaven being God's dimension behind ordinary reality. It's more as though an invisible curtain right in front of us was suddenly pulled back, so that instead of the things we see, we are in the presence of a different reality altogether. And Christian faith is a matter of learning to live by this different reality even when we can't see it. When we look at this story, we look at this life, and we learn to see and hear it, the heavenly vision, the heavenly voice. And we learn to hear these words addressed to ourselves: "You are my child whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Unconditional love. Let these words change you, mold you, make you somebody new, the person that God wants you to be. Discover in this story the normally hidden heavenly dimension of God's world. Words matter. There's power in words. Can I encourage you to read these words in Mark 1 every day this week, to reflect on them? Write down what they mean to you personally. And what do these words mean when we look at others and realize that these words are for them too? How does that change our perception of others, and how does that change our words to others, our behavior, and how we show our love and God's love to them? Baptism was a new beginning for Jesus and is also for us. Baptism enables the work of Christmas to begin, a new life, new hope, new beginnings. Baptism is the outward and visible sign of inward and invisible grace. Words matter. Hear the words of hope, love and life to you today. You are my child, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Amen.
Streams of water in
Let's pray together. Loving God, your love for us does flow from heaven like streams of water in the desert. We have that picture of living waters flowing, with you walking beside us, guiding us, leading us through storms. Your grace and love divine. Thank you for that day at the Jordan, when redemption began. You spoke of life for all your children, and as your child stepped into the waters of forgiveness, so you call us to faithfulness. And so we open our hearts to you, your voice claiming us as your own. We give you praise for the way that you've worked through life and time, for the way that you hold the whole world, all of creation, and each one of us in your hand. Lord God, as you anointed your beloved Son with the Holy Spirit at his baptism, pour out your Spirit on us again today. We pray that we may be faithful to our baptismal calling, to live as your beloved children. Forgive us for the times when we haven't done so, when we've taken your gifts to us for granted, when we haven't shared your gifts of grace and love with others. Thank you that through your death on the cross, Lord Jesus, that our sins are forgiven and we can know freedom and life in you. In water, renew us. In calling, affirm us. In living, guide us. And in faith, encourage us, we pray. Lord, we do pray for those places in the world where words hurt, whether it be people or nations, where people are hurt by words, by greed, by war. We continue to pray for our world at this time, particularly in this time of COVID-19. We pray for those countries where COVID-19 is escalating so fast. And we pray that together as a world that we will be able to stand together in community, caring for all. And we continue to pray for a vaccine across our world for all people. Lord Jesus, we pray for our communities around Australia, wherever we are. And as we have different border closures and some of us in lockdown and some not, Lord, we just pray for patience and that together we would face this. We do pray for families that are separated at this time due to border closures. And Holy Spirit, we continue to pray for those on our hearts for so many reasons. We lift them to you and pray that your love, that your healing, that your grace would surround each person that are on our hearts right now. And we bring you our giving, financial gifts and practical gifts, as well as our time and energy. Use us to share and to show your love, to bring words of healing and love and life to people's lives, we pray. Lord of all creation, of water, earth and sky, you are holy and we worship you. Amen. We hope this service has brought you hope today. If you'd like to know more about baptism, either to be baptized or to reaffirm your baptism, please ring or email me. And if you'd like prayer, it's always available. Ring or email. If you're watching live, press the prayer button now. Thank you for being a part of this service, and we look forward to meeting together again next week, in person and online. As we remember our baptisms and we reflect on the baptism of Jesus, Remember the words of hope, the words of love and the words of life to you. You are my child, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased. May those words go with you into this week, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you as you serve God's world. Amen. Blessings on your week.